Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to part two. It's our journey to Facebook ads. Part two. If you are catching this one first, please, please, please go back and watch part one, our journey to Facebook ads part one, and go ahead and watch the episode that we have with Courtney Foster Donahue, just to get a little bit more insight into where we stand on Facebook ads, what we know about Facebook ads, and what we've done so far, because this one's kind of explaining more of the nitty gritty inside the Power Editor. And in part one, we covered the creative and our actual funnel of Facebook ads. So I think that will lay a really good foundation before we go into what we're talking about today.
I think you totally mean listen, not watch.
Listen, watch with your ears. Try that one on for size.
Okay.
So today we're diving into like literally what are different types of ads inside the Power Editor. So part one, we talked about video and text and graphic and all that good stuff. Today we're talking about what's a conversion ad, what's a custom conversion, engagement ad, click-throughs, all of that good stuff. And we're giving you some action strategy tips today if you're wanting to start running your own video Facebook ads, right? So let's get started.
Absolutely.
What's a conversion ad?
Well, I think if you are looking to start running ads, a lot of you are interested in signups. So a conversion-based ad is literally Facebook's way to help you track direct signups to something or a conversion to something. So you literally set up a goal in mind for your ad, and Facebook helps you track that goal, and it will help you illustrate what is working. Yeah. And you can see literally the dollars and cents that it takes to get one person to go all the way through to whatever your end goal might be.
Right. So first you have to define what that end goal is, and you have to tell Facebook. So you have to set up what's called a custom conversion before you run a conversion ad. So you might say, I want to know how many people sign up for this specific opt-in. I want to know how many people bought this specific program or product. I want to know how many people signed up for a webinar, whatever it is, whatever the thing that you're wanting them to do, what's the page that they land on after they do the thing, right? Is it a thank you page? Is it a survey page? Is it a webinar screen page? Like, it doesn't matter what that page is. But that's the thing that you're going to tell Facebook, okay, when they land on this page, I want you to count that as a conversion. So then when you're setting up your conversion ad, you define that it's going to that custom conversion. Conversion ads, by default, are going to be your most expensive type of ad. Last time we talked about the ideal budget or the ideal like cost, a great cost for conversion ads. And we mentioned that those are about $1.50, whereas an engagement, you can look at 2 or 3 cents, for sure less than 50 cents, but like really less than 10 cents, less than 5 cents even. And that's such a vast difference because they're doing less work to watch a video or read some copy when they're clicking and going through your kind of funnel and steps to convert to something. It's going to be more expensive, but it's also getting you more data, like their email or making sales and an email, or they're showing up, you're getting their email because they're showing up to a webinar. So you're getting to talk to them in a different platform. So they're definitely more valuable leads, but they are going to be more expensive.
And the really nice thing, like if you were doing it direct to paid offering, which generally you wouldn't do that unless you were warming them up first. Mm-hmm. This might not be the first ad you serve them, but you would have a direct return on investment.
Yes.
So you would know, okay, hey, I'm selling a $29 product and it's costing me $1.50 to get them to convert. Well, heck, that's a great return on investment. I am more than willing to continue to send paid traffic that way because I'm essentially making liquid money. Absolutely. Like, why wouldn't you keep doing that?
Yep. So those are some of our favorite types of ads to run after we run our next ad. So this is the one that usually comes after we've warmed people up and we're saying, okay, now that you know what we're talking about, go ahead and sign up for this webinar. Go ahead and buy this program because you're kind of warmed up. To warm them up, we love engagement ads.
Engagement ads are probably the simplest ad, yes. I would say. You can have an engagement, can be a bunch of different things. They can comment, they can click, they can like, they can share.
They can watch, and they can watch different amounts. You can determine if it's 3 seconds, 10 seconds, 25% of your video. So you can also kind of get your people like, okay, I want to do an engagement ad on people who just like watch three seconds of the video. Those are like maybe still kind of cold people, but kind of warm because they saw a little bit of my content. And then I want to run a separate ad to the people who watched over 50% of that ad because I know they're even more dedicated. I'm going to speak to them a little bit differently.
Absolutely. So the engagement ad is typically sent to people because Facebook knows this. Facebook knows who typically engages versus clicks. And so they will send it to people who engage in things.
Yep.
And naturally, you'll get more engagement. But because you're getting paid engagement, you will naturally get more organic engagement.
Yes.
And that will mean that your ad is also going to be sent to organic people, which is great because that means you get more bang for your buck as far as it getting out there. We've been able to literally get thousands and thousands and
like
thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Tens and thousands of views for like $20, $30, $40 because it is so inexpensive.
So then the next type of ad is a click-through ad. So this one is where you might want people just to land on your blog. You don't necessarily want them to sign up for something. You don't necessarily want them to buy something, but you want them to be like cold turned into warm, but really just aware of you and not really taking any specific action. So you might do a click-through ad of go read this blog post, go to this page on my website, go look at something, right? Mm-hmm. We haven't ran a ton like this because I don't really see, like, I would rather warm you up through engagement, keeping you on Facebook by, like, having you hang out and watch a video, getting to know us, getting to like our content, and then taking an action that I can further retarget you. But this is really good if you're really just wanting to, you know, boost traffic to your website, boost awareness to your blog, maybe boost awareness to your podcast, stuff like that.
You could definitely even do it directly to a sales page, even if you weren't trying to necessarily get them to convert. Like, I just want to see how many people
want to click it.
Go over to this page. We have less experience running those ads, but it doesn't mean it's not a valid form.
I think this could be a good strategy. Like, taking your example, if you literally just want to see how many people click something to go to your sales page, this could be a good way to test the conversion of your copy on your Facebook. So, like, how many people clicked? Well, was the call to action enticing enough? Was the text sexy? Was the video great? Were the pictures great? And if they didn't do anything once they were on the sales page, maybe the sales page is at fault. How does that layout look like? Is it clear? So that might give you data on, like, some things you need to change, like, within that offer or within that ad. So you're paying for, like, feedback. Does that make sense?
If it's a really high cost per click, it would tell you that the Facebook ad needs work. Mm-hmm. But if the low cost is happening, but you're not getting sales from it, then that means you would need to work on your actual sales copy.
So let's go into the ever mythical boosting Facebook post. So I know you guys see this all the time. If you have a Facebook business page, as you're scrolling through your own timeline, Facebook does this trickery where they show you an ad for your thing, like maybe you sell jewelry, right? And that's what your Facebook page is about. So therefore, you have a lot of pictures on your Facebook page about your jewelry. Well, while you're scrolling through Facebook, Facebook's going to show you an ad showcasing your bracelet or your earrings or a slideshow even. And you might think, holy crap, like, where'd this ad come from? But it's just a preview. You're the only one who can see it. And it might say, boost this last post for just $3 and reach, you know, 5,000 people or whatever it might say. And that sounds really sexy at first. It sounds really enticing. It's really easy. You can literally just click in your screen. They're going to bill you later and it's going to boost that post. The problem with boosting posts is that, especially if you're doing it while not doing anything else inside the Power Editor and inside your audiences, you're literally sending it to anyone who may have seen that post ever. So your Facebook page is public, right? It goes to literally anyone. And so if your mom's best friend's son like happened to see it, it might get sent to him. Is he your target audience? I don't know. But so you're going to be paying money for your ad to be boosted to people who might not be your target people.
So here's the trick that you probably didn't even know existed. If you use the Power Editor, which by the way, if you haven't jumped into it yet, it is amazing. Yes. This is how we set up all of our ads. You can actually essentially manually boost your own ad or boost your own post from your Facebook page. But by doing it inside the Power Editor versus doing it like by pressing the boost button, I get to make a lot more choices. I get to choose what kind of ad I want to run. So typically those would be limited to engagement. I can't set custom conversion ads to things that were previously posted to your page first. That is one downfall of running an ad that's something that was already posted on your page. Mm-hmm. But the engagement ad is a really great way to warm up your audience, mm-hmm. and you can set it to specific people. So you might have it running to 13 different audiences that are based on 13 different pages that are essentially your biggest competitors. But you wouldn't be able to do that if you literally hit the boost button. But by doing it inside the Power Editor, you have all this extra information and this extra power. So then you can see, okay, well, if I send it to Taylor Swift's audience, mm-hmm. I'm going to get my ad is going to perform so much better than if I send it to, name another artist.
Garth Brooks,
whatever. So you can just decide that later and you can always turn those off. So if you started with 13 and three of those are performing better than the other 10, you can turn 10 of them off. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you just hit boost post, it's deciding all this information for you and you have no control.
And the problem with not having control is now you are spending money. And even if you get results, even if you get sales or clicks or signups or whatever, you do not know what led to that. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you cannot replicate that same type of ad ever again because you do not know what made it successful. And we're all about understanding why things are working so we can do that same thing over and over and over again. But so as Abby kind of teased, our strategy of boosting without boosting, right? Boosting with more control is simply creating a post. It can be a video. It can be a link to a blog post. It doesn't matter. We typically do these with videos. So we post a video to our Facebook page. We have the copy just like we would in the ad. We share the video. We share it to our group. We get people to go like and comment on it. We share it. We engage because the first couple minutes of something being posted to your Facebook page are the most crucial for your algorithm friendliness. So we try to take advantage of that and put a lot of action to it in the first 5 minutes. So once we get that natural organic action, we could then literally 5 minutes later, 20 minutes later, a day later, it doesn't matter, go into the Power Editor and turn that already existing post with all of the likes, all of the views, all of the comments that it already has for free into an engagement ad. And what that does for us is it already gets it off on our right foot. It already tells Facebook some data about who's engaging, who's liking it. Let's send it to those types of people like right off the bat instead of Facebook kind of having to figure it out who it needs to send to.
Plus, other people are more likely to engage or click or watch something that other people have engaged or clicked or watched before. Because you do this too. Right? If something has 1.2 million views.
Yeah, you're like, what's that?
Oh, I want to know.
What's that about?
it's just because it perks your curiosity.
Mm-hmm. It's that FOMO, yo.
So you're worried that you're missing out on something. And so if you can get free engagement by sending it out like you normally would, and then essentially, like, we need to come up with, like, an awesome word for it, like, pro boost it. I don't know.
Right? Boost it so profesh.
Yeah. You do that, and then all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh.
Fancy girl, knowing what she's doing. Look at all these people looking at that bracelet.
Plus, the other thing I really like is when you do that, all of the audiences that you're sharing it to all see the same post.
Yes.
As the thing that's different, and you can set it up a bunch of different ways, but when you are doing, say, like a conversion ad and you're running it to multiple audiences, it may create multiple ads. And so one ad may have 5 comments and 100 views, and another ad may have 500 views and 0 comments. Mm-hmm. And someone may be like an audience of both of those people.
Right.
And they get a little confused sometimes. They'll be like, I thought I saw that already.
You
but
commented on that?
I thought, what? And then, so the nice thing is all of that engagement is compounded mm-hmm. into one post. Whereas the other way around, it's not necessarily like that. Mm-hmm. Not that that's a bad thing. It just depends.
All right.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on to some strategy that y'all can take away. So I feel like part one and the first like chunk of part two was really kind of giving you some insight as to what we know and what we've done in our experience. I hope that the number one thing that you took away from this is that, okay, I'm ready to run some video Facebook ads, right? And so now you're like, okay, I don't have a lot of equipment. I don't have a lot of time to figure this out. What are some tips and strategies that you guys can take right now to go record a video ad that's going to convert really well? So first, I want to reassure you that I want you to just work with what you've got right now. You do not know if this is a strategy that's even going to work for your business yet. You don't know if you're absolutely going to hate it and need some more kind of tweaking behind the scenes to make it right. You don't know the strategy that's going to work for you yet. So don't go out spending hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars on equipment that you don't even know how to use yet. There are a couple of things that I will suggest that will cost under $100 that I do think would be necessary, especially depending on like your office situation. But outside of that, work with what you've got. So just so you know, our video ads up until literally this week that we have ran a $37,000 launch with and a $97,000 launch were shot on my Mac camera, my desktop camera on the computer with Abby and I sitting in front of it in my office. That's it. Some of those ads, even at the very beginning, we ran straight through, like no cuts, no breaks, no stops. Because we didn't really quite know how to edit yet.
Yeah, I didn't know how to use iMovie or, you know, any of the pro software out there. I mean, I have zero video training.
So we would literally like open QuickTime, do a movie recording, have our script up, run through it. If we messed up, we would stop, start from the top all over again. That's what we did, I think, for the entire Rock Your Biz launch, is it?
I think so, yeah. Because we didn't know what we were doing yet.
Uh-huh.
So I might have been able to like cut the beginning
right,
or the end.
Right. I think you did do that.
Because
of like clicking and like
that
awkward.
I literally was able to cut it, but then I figured a few things out.
Uh-huh.
The only thing we added, I'm not sure if we added it midway through Rock Your Biz or if it was just for the second launch, but we started with just the like built-in camera mm-hmm. on our desktop. And we noticed the lighting, despite recording in a rather bright room,
yeah.
The built-in camera, even on a Mac, was not as bright as we would like.
Yeah.
And so we ended up upgrading to a webcam.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of you are like, but it has a webcam. Like, why would you need a webcam? This was like literally only $60,
yep.
But it records in 1080p. And we were able to drastically improve the light quality
yes.
of our video. It wasn't so much about the actual video quality as it was literally the amount of light that the camera
Facebook
would
compresses
let in.
Anyways, so like we don't have any control over that.
Yeah, it wasn't that wasn't so much the issue as we just wanted to have brighter videos.
Yeah.
And so I think that was a really good first investment. And everything else we were using at the time was totally free. Mm-hmm. So we would type everything in a Google Doc and, you know, to try to get that authentic view. A lot of people think that we totally just like memorize everything and everything is totally on the fly. No,
it's not.
Just so you know, this is very much curated content. Now, this podcast is on the fly.
Yeah.
But when we're doing a Facebook ad, it's very intentional. We only have a short amount of time to communicate a lot of information. And so we write out what we want to say, and then we would use a teleprompter, which, no, I am not talking about like the fancy thing that politicians use with like the fancy glass, like... I'm literally talking about a free website that you just enter your text and it scrolls automatically on the web page for you.
Yeah, and you can pick your speed and the size and all that good stuff. So it's really helpful so you're not like staring at one part of your screen and like your eyes go all the way down to the dock. It scrolls up for you. So hopefully your eyes stay up and focus at the camera and you can go through your entire script that way.
And it's purposely built so it only lets you go so far left and right.
Yes.
So you don't look like you're reading.
Yes.
Your eyes tend to stay focused near the top and you can look more natural. Mm-hmm. It took some practice, but I thought it was really helpful.
Yeah. I will mention one other tech thing that we have just so y'all know. Since we podcast, we both have professional mics.
That's true.
So your built-in mic might not sound great. Honestly, like if, well, if you're doing video, I don't want you to have like the Apple earbuds. Some people do, and it's fine. Like work with what you've got. That's not going to be a deal breaker. But Abby's mic is less than, what, $80?
I think so.
Something like that. So it's nothing crazy. You don't have to get the Yeti. That's like almost $200. You can get something that's less expensive, especially if you're just using it for this and not for podcasting. You can even get something less than what's Abby's mic cost. Just something higher quality than where your audio is in your computer, because sometimes it's kind of glitchy. So that's the other thing I will mention.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Sometimes, though, if the teleprompter, like, it's going too fast, yes, you can slow it down. If it's just not your jam, you can also try bullet points. We know a bunch of people who really just bullet point out the topics that they want to cover inside of their ad and make sure that they touch on those things. I think that that's easier if you're just one person. Since there's two of us,
it's just awkward.
It's awkward. Like, we have a better flow on a podcast because it's like, if we interrupt each other, it's not that big of a deal. But in an ad, you don't really want that total conversation look because you want to get straight to the point pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But you can test it out. Try opening QuickTime in your computer. Every Mac should have it for free if it's relatively new. And I think you can download it for free even if you have a PC. Do a movie recording and just start practicing. Start looking at the camera, trying a teleprompter, trying some bullet points, and see what you get. If you take a little bit of look into iMovie and if you figure out how to cut the first and the last part anyways, then you can cut spots in the middle. Meaning if you say a paragraph and it goes really well and the next sentence is crap, you can kind of cut that one out and what's it called? Like,
piece it together.
Piece it together. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And the nice thing is once you start using something like iMovie, you can add in background music and make your ad a little more fun. When we started, we didn't even have that.
Nope. No music, no bright camera. Literally just open up QuickTime movie, record, talk, and done.
But we did start adding music, and I thought that was a good addition. For those of you who are unaware, you have to be very careful with the music selection that you use. So Facebook is like a copyright Nazi, like in all the best ways. They're trying to protect the artists out there, which I really do appreciate. But that means you have to use Creative Commons music. You cannot use any copyrighted music. So you can't go putting T-Swift in your Facebook ad. You have to go find a selection that has a Creative Commons license.
Yep.
There is a bunch of stuff available for free, and Google/YouTube, which by the way is the same company, they have a selection of things that they created specifically for all their like YouTube stars, mm-hmm. where you can just download sound effects and background music and a whole bunch of other stuff.
And there are very, very inexpensive music you can buy. And I've seen now, it's just more and more common. So I feel like this is something that we don't mind doing now either. At the very end of the ad, where people just give credits to shop by this person, music by this person, like check out their stuff here. And it's so different from the ad that it's not confusing. It's literally like the credits of a movie, right? Like, you know that they're coming, but they didn't take away from the movie, but they're like giving everyone like kudos to the hard work that they did, right? Mm-hmm. So totally acceptable for you to credit. If it says must credit, like when you're downloading it or buying it, that means you have to credit it, right? So at the very end of your ad copy, you don't have to say it in the video, but it's just in the text of your ad copy. Just who the artist is by or who, well, like where you bought it from, however they want you to credit. That's all that it's needed, mm-hmm. if it's required, okay?
Yeah.
But all of that to say, A, work with what you got, baby. We've had very successful, like just shy of a six-figure launch working with what we had, with very, very minimal investments in equipment. That being said, we did decide to invest in a videographer. We decided that we wanted to bring someone on, mostly because we're also starting a vlog, which is a whole nother story.
A whole nother story.
But we were also wanting more of a, not, I don't want to say professional, as in what we were shooting was not professional. I mean, it literally wasn't, but
we wanted to have a little more interest.
Yes.
So before, it was us the whole time. And as beautiful as both of us are, we wanted something that as you were scrolling by might catch your attention.
Dynamic. That's what I was thinking.
We just wanted something that we couldn't necessarily, I mean, sure, we probably could figure it out, but did we want to?
No, we've got other stuff to do.
So we found a local videographer, Lindsay. She just finished her film degree and she started her own production company locally. And, you know, we looked at going online for this. We looked at what if we shot everything and sent someone else to edit. And, you know, for the first time, it really made sense for us to pick someone locally.
Yeah.
Because we could work with her and she could come in and she could bring her own equipment. I mean, she has some fancier stuff that we just don't have. And that allows us to do things that we just can't. So we're excited about the future of what that means for not only our ads, but other things we can do in our business with having that resource.
Yep. But I don't want that to tell you that you need to save up for a videographer for your ads. You could literally sit in your desk chair behind your built-in camera forever and ever if you wanted to. So don't let that like hold you back, because we had a $37,000 launch with very minimal equipment, okay? And then our $97,000 launch, we didn't have any different equipment, right? So just like shake your head with me that you can do this with what you have. I'm not going to let you use that as an excuse.
So if you get anything, I'll let you get a webcam and a microphone.
That's it.
That's all I'm letting you get.
That's it. Clean up like what your office looks like behind you if you want. You don't have to. It just depends on your audience, right? Okay. So ultimately, if you're like, okay, I'm on board. I'll work with what I've got. I have some ideas. I really, really, really want to remind you kind of how the structure of what you should go into thinking and planning and laying out and strategizing before you even pay a cent on Facebook. We're all about working backwards, right? Who's surprised that this is the same strategy that we use for Facebook? But I feel like more importantly, like literally anywhere else in your business, it is the most important to work backwards when it comes to Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. I think so many of us are like trigger happy when it comes to that boosting, or when it comes to like, I'm just going to try one. I'm just going to throw money at it and just see what it does. And that frustrates me so much, because whether you're just spending $5 or $20, it doesn't matter. Money is money. And if you're doing it where you do not understand what you're doing, what your goal was for that specific ad, what the purpose was ongoing and after that ad, literally a waste of money. And I want you to keep on to every $5 bill you have, because when it comes to using this as a strategy, I want you to be confident in what you're doing, and I want you to be able to go to it intentionally and like saving those $5 so you can put more to something that you know that's actually going to work. So working backwards, as in what's happening even after the ad, like literally what is the point? Even if it's like, I want someone to sign up for this webinar, I want someone to sign up for this opt-in, I want someone to buy this bracelet. Great. What's the point after that?
Yeah.
Like, are you getting them on your email list, and are you going to keep communicating with them? Are you going to retarget them in some way? Are they coming to a webinar and then you're going to like send them down this email funnel? Are they signing up for an opt-in? And then what are they getting after that? Like literally what's after all of the ad part? What's after they've done everything that you wanted them to do? What's after that?
Yeah, I think we tend to put everything in a silo, and we like say, okay, Facebook ads live, they live in Facebook and they don't touch anything else. But Facebook ads, much like everything else in marketing, it all works together in this giant puzzle. Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to see the bigger picture. And you have to be willing to say, I want to see all of this at once. I want to look at this whole thing and know that this is going to work for me. I want to know that this is going to be an active strategy. So really keep in mind that you have the keys. You have the decision making. You get to decide what happens and what you do next. So how are you going to take it? How are you going to know what's happening? If you want to, you know, sell more, awesome. If that's your plan, great. If you want to just boost your email list so that you can work on growth later, awesome. I'm all about that. But you need to have a plan in mind. I think when we started our Facebook ad game, especially with these two particular launches, we had a very specific game in mind. Mm-hmm. We knew where they were going and we had a budget. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm just going to throw money at it. Yeah. And when we get to $1,000, like, cool, we're just going to keep going. Like, we knew going in how much we were willing to spend, how much we were willing to spend also per lead,
yep,
and what that meant conversion wise. And if anything started like falling off of that plan, we had to reassess. And that meant we reassessed like 40 times,
yep,
like micro reassessed. And talked to each other about it and made tweaks and made adjustments along the way.
But even outside of like, okay, what's your plan? What's your strategy? Like, once that's set, like, okay, if they do everything that I want them to do, what's happening after that? And coming into that with kind of that roadmap already out, I really want you to start looking at Facebook ads as a funnel and not a one-off. So again, with that trigger happy, I feel like people are also really inclined to just run one ad and thinking it's going to boost a ton of sales or a ton of signups or a ton of interest. And then that's it. Then they like don't pay attention to them for like a quarter or for months or whatever. And I really, really want you to look at this as, how can you warm up some people? How can you target more cold people? Who are your cold people? Who are the people that are interested in you? And look at this as starting it into phases. So first you kind of need to figure out, okay, what are some cold audiences that you can send to? What's an ad that you can run that's going to help weed out some of those cold audiences? Because I want you to know, who are your like top 5 or top 8 or top 10 cold audiences? I don't want you always running to 50 or 20 cold people unless it makes sense and unless you have the budget and unless you're getting those conversions or that like appropriate amount per spend. But I don't want you to feel like you have to do that every time, because sometimes it's overwhelming. So first, creating a game plan to figure out, okay, I need to really weed out who my cold people are, get those warmed up, get them really nailed down so I know who to be sending to time and time again. Okay, once they're kind of warmed up with this phase of the funnel, what happens next? Where can I maybe pitch them, or what can I have them sign up for that's going to have them hang out with me somewhere else? Maybe it's my blog, maybe it's my podcast, maybe it's a webinar, a challenge, Facebook group, it doesn't matter. Where can I kind of engage with them further? Even if it's just getting them on my email list, okay, what's my strategy then? Okay, after I have them warmed up even more, what's the next step? And all of these are ads, right? So all of them are warming up cold people, delivering valuable content where they're having to commit with their email address or hang out with you somewhere, and then warming them up even further. Okay, is there an offer I can send them? Maybe it's a high value offer, and I'm gonna kind of gauge this audience and see if they really like that content. And depending on how many people invested, okay, maybe I need to downsell them with something else. Maybe I'll send the people who clicked on that sales page but didn't buy a different offer that's a little less expensive or just a little different to see if they're interested in that. And this not only creates a proper funnel for a Facebook ad campaign. I want you to look at this as a big running campaign, right, instead of one ad, but it also gives you a lot of data about your people. And I feel like we go into this thinking that we're going to assume the behaviors of a lot of people. But once you really start paying attention to this, and yes, you're paying to pay attention to this, but it gives you a lot of feedback and a lot of data about the audience that you do have and about the offers that you're putting out there. So I know that a lot of that might be overwhelming, but if you can just sketch out some kind of mind maps of what this might look like, about how you can nurture and deal with people once they're warmed up and once you have them. And then what is that going to look like? Okay, now that you know what you're going to do with them once they do everything you could have ever wanted them to do, how does that process break down? And what is the step-by-step ads? This might run over the course of 7 days. It might run over the course of a couple weeks or a month. It's up to you. There's no real like tried and true response because it's different for every business and for every ad campaign. But I really just want you to get your headspace out of the like one and done and then come back and do one and done and come back and do one and done. This is all a journey that works together and they kind of build on each other for one major and awesome result.
So if you're like, girls, that sounds gravy, but you lost me somewhere around conversion ads. I get you.
Yep. I was you.
Don't feel bad. This is a lot of information and it can feel overwhelming at first. And I know we needed help just as much as you did.
Yes.
So if you want help along that journey, we didn't know what we were doing at first. Mm-hmm. And so we went into this trying to figure out who can we trust, who can teach us their ways, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want you to say, but I want to learn from you guys.
No.
Because we didn't know this stuff. Literally as of 2 months ago, nothing. Knew nothing about Facebook ads. So we learned from Courtney Foster Donahue. Mm-hmm. She is like the Facebook magician. She has grown 4 multiple 6-figure businesses using Facebook. Like, and I'm not saying like she used one and then stopped it.
No, like they're all running.
She still has 4 mm-hmm. businesses and they're all doing fantastic.
Some are online and some are local, like brick and mortar type.
Crazy. So we trusted her and she started a program called FB Everything.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.